All right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Life in the Lair. And today I'm doing a little bit of, I'm answering a few emails and I'm throwing one hate email in there. Hate mail, because you guys love that. And I get all kinds of questions. I'm trying to answer them the best I can. I get between 100 and 200 different emails across all the different platforms I have. So if I don't get to you right away, or if I respond with just one word, if I respond with one word means I've actually read your email and I took the time to respond. But there's just not enough time in the day for me to cover all of that stuff. So I'm just going to start off here. I'm going to go through six different questions / emails. And hopefully you guys like it. So here we go. You ever get tired of women staring at that bulge in your pants? You know what I mean. Come on, lady. My eyes are up here, right? Well, thanks to kevinsconcealment.com, there's the cure for that. And at the same time, you get to exercise your Second Amendment rights at work and not get fired. You take your bulge, put it in the holster, and voila! You guys thought I was talking about something else. That's a homo suspicion point. Space Ghost is on. Go to kevinsconcealment.com and check out if they have a holster for your sidearm. Use the discount code POP, P-O-P-P, links in the description. Okay, so this is from an angry mother out there who is basically blaming me for the corruption of her son. Her son is basically 18 and graduating high school this year. And, well, I'll just read it to you here. My son watches your show and I find it appalling. He's 18 and will finish high school this year, and I'm worried about him as I do not think he will ever get married, and I blame you. Well, good. I hope you do blame me. It is my wish to get the information out there to as many men as I can that marriage is basically a yoke of slavery, especially in today's society, because the wife or the woman can walk away from the contract and benefit substantially from that, and while removing your children and turning you into a wage slave, probably for the rest of your life. Okay. Now, I'm up to 411 people that I've kept the gun out of their mouth due to my comedy and my conversation points. And if I could save hundreds of thousands of men from getting married and quite literally ruining their lives, and a lot of times that leads to the suicide, if I could head that off at the pass before somebody goes nuclear, and then I'm all for it. And I don't care about your feelings. I really don't, concern mother. As far as I am concerned, you can just kiss my ass. See, I asked him what are his plans after high school, and he does not know. Why is it okay for you to influence young men into throwing their lives away pursuing bull crap? I have three children, two daughters who are all grown up and doing great things with their lives, but my son has no motivation other than doing his own thing. I wish he never discovered the manosphere, and of all of the different speakers, I wish he never found you. All right, that's the end of the email. It's very short and sweet, okay? And there's not a lot of information in here other than the fact that this is a concerned mother. She has three children, two are daughters who are out of high school, moving forward, doing great things. Okay. Have you been into a school lately? I have. I have gone into the local high school in the city where I live on many different occasions because I have two daughters. One is graduating high school. The other one's coming up towards the end. And you cannot, like, from the short walk from the front door to the main office, I walked by no less than 4 posters giving, basically telling women they could do anything. 4. It's a 200-meter walk from the front door to the office. Okay, so I am betting that that school is jam-packed with all kinds of feminasty propaganda that props up these women and has them moving forward doing great things. I saw none for men. Also, I did go to a couple of events that were put on at the high school. And one of the events, they went through all of the leadership, all of the people who are elected for offices, to, you know, how they do that in high school. All of them were women. All right. So you have a son who, in my opinion, is basically reached bullshit saturation, doesn't want to play the game, and wants to do his own goddamn thing. And I cannot blame that guy. Okay. Hopefully, you know, he figures it out, goes on a walkabout, and gets on his own path. You know, I would recommend that he either, you know, basically join one of the trades, because you can make good money without throwing away hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarship grants and loans, okay? And I don't really give a shit what your two daughters are doing. You know, that's their business. I hope they get married, have families, and live long, happy lives. But they are not my concern. All right, my concern are for the young people out there who are getting screwed over by a one-sided, fucked-up system. Okay, not only do you have the schools, but you have the media, and it's nothing but 24/7 propaganda about toxic masculinity, how men are bad, especially white men. You know, race is not mentioned in this email, so I'm just going to make the assumption that he's white. Okay, but that's neither here nor there. Now, as for the manosphere, I do not know where my ranking is and the influence on individuals within the manosphere, though I am probably one of the only ones using comedy to attack these sensitive subjects. Okay, and my comedy is brutal, truthful, and I don't apologize for shit. And if you're offended, don't care. So what, comma, I don't care. All right, next one. Okay, my brother is going through a horrendous divorce. so is, you know, basically 50 to 60% of the people who get married in the Western world inside of 7 years. And even if you don't get divorced, one of the main punch-out windows, which is 7-13, 21, 24. I've been doing this for like 12, 13 years now. I've talked to hundreds, if not thousands of individuals and text, email, on the phone, in person, what have you. Okay, there's a reason why older men will, you know, find out you're getting married and say, don't do it. Because a lot of men out there are just not in happy marriages. They are stuck with the yoke of slavery called happy wife, happy life. And it's not taking them anywhere good other than to an early grave that they so rightfully wish to go to, because it is what it is. Okay, he is finally making some traction because he is pushing for a full trial due to the magistrate and the mediator all recommending the usual loss of his kids and him being turned into a wage slave for the rest of his life. I have given him $15,000 of my own money to fight because I too have a child from an old high school fling who I have not seen in over a decade. And I want to spare him my pain. I cannot wait for administrative violence to come out. It's about time someone came forward to help these men who are getting destroyed by the system. All right. So evidently this person watches the show on a regular basis. I think we talked about administrative violence. Completing it like 2 or 3 weeks ago, right around the Christmas time frame. In fact, when he took that week off, we pretty much finished administrative violence. All right, now I need to put together the workbook. There's two more things we need to film. It's not more than 3 minutes. And then I have to get started on a different administrative violence and the Working Man Survival Guide. There's a lot of information there that can benefit every male out there, especially in the world of Me Too or in the corporate world, what have you, because this shit has gone off the fucking hook. And good on you for giving your brother 15 grand, all right? A lot of, my family, per se, for the most part, you know, look, you can pick your friends, but not your family, and that statement exists for a reason. My family has basically really never been supportive of me. And I know exactly, you know, what that shit is, what that feels like. I would have loved to have somebody come forward and help me in my, when I was going through my divorce. But I had a lot of friends turn their backs on me, and I have since basically cut those people out of my life. All right, listen, if you call yourself a friend or family member to anyone, and in the time of need, you give them your back, you were not a friend in the first place. At best, you were a fair-weather friend. And listen, that's the equivalent of having friends on Facebook. They're just a number and they don't fucking count. Okay, and yes, the system is utterly and completely eviscerating men out there at breakneck speed. You know, there are some rumblings that the courts are giving more 50-50 custody. But to be honest, if the woman just resists at all, they will fold and they will basically tie you to a stake and burn you. I mean, that's pretty much how it goes. All right, so that's neither here nor there. All right, next one. My name is Max. I am in my second year of a 4-year enlistment. I'm in the Army and am currently at Fort Bragg. All right, so this individual's at Fort Bragg. I'm going to go on a limb here and say he's airborne qualified. Go airborne. One of my friends who I went to basic with got the vax several months ago and now is being medically discharged because of a complete loss of endurance due to his heart swelling and enlarging for unknown reasons. How can I fight back against this complete body and soul raping, which is the VAXMANDATE? All right. So I'm going to make some assumptions here. You're in your second year of a 4-year enlistment. I'm going to assume that you enlisted at the age of 18 and you're now 20 years old. Okay, you're at Fort Bragg, so I would say you're probably in decent shape because the airborne community does stay a few notches above the legs in being, you know, combat ready. You are in contact with individuals you went to basic with, and I'm going to assume that one of the individuals who's a friend of yours who is having the enlarged heart problem is probably in your age group. All right, now if you do any of the deep dives on the statistics of this happening, it is exceedingly rare. Okay, now there are certain illnesses you can get, certain viruses that you know, if you deploy or you go around the world, you could be exposed to that can cause this to happen. There's a list of like 8 or 12 different viruses and certain illnesses that do this. But I'm going to say this right now. If you go to BitChute or any of the alt video streaming platforms and you do a search for young athlete heart attack or athlete heart attack, there are growing numbers of videos on there which are showing montages of young people having severe heart issues on camera, on the field, and many of them are dying. Okay, so back in the day, for a soccer player in his mid-20s to drop dead in the middle of a match was exceedingly rare, and it usually got national attention in the country where it happened. Now, I've personally looked at some of these montages, and it is incredibly terrifying that we are sacrificing the youth of this world to fight a illness of unspecified origin that had a 99.7% survival rate if you didn't have comorbidities. I've also watched the stats and looked at some of the studies where they actually dissected a lot of individuals who did pass away from this unspecified illness of unknown origin. And they're basically at a loss. Okay, they are not telling the truth. The evidence is out there. And, you know, I am not a fan. Now, I remember when the Orange Man was in office and they were talking about rushing a vaccine through the system. And I basically said, there is no effing way I'm going to partake in that. Especially, it was rushed. It hasn't been tested thoroughly. And a lot of the earlier trials on animals were incredibly devastating after the fact. Okay, there's a syndrome called antibody enhancement syndrome, which many people develop from said poke. If you haven't noticed, I'm trying to talk around the algorithm here, but it is what it is. All right, now, I'm not giving you medical advice. I am simply telling you to go talk to your doctor. All right, so you want to know how you could fight back against this thing. Okay, I'm still putting that together. I am bringing in another admin violence expert from years back. I served with him, great guy. And we're going to put our heads together and see if we can fix this, or at least give you a fighting chance. Now, what you can do in the interim to run interference is simply this. You have to get familiar with the Inspector General process. All right. You need to get familiar with the forms that the IG accepts. Now, you can call them, you can email them all you want. They won't do anything for you until you fill out a formal complaint and put your name to it and get it in front of the IG. Now, I recommend that you not use the IG that is local within your command. Whenever I had to pull the IG button, I went all the way to the Department of Army or the Department of Defense. And then it comes down the list. It goes down the tree, and then it gets put back in the hands of your local IG, but everyone above it has visibility. Now, the reason I do that is because I'm leery of, you know, like if I was at Fort Bragg and I filed an IG with the Fort Bragg IG, I can basically bet that that would go nowhere. It'll get swept under the rug and that'll be it. But when you elevate it to the highest levels, then everyone above it has visibility, and sweeping it under the rug is harder to do. Now, there are things you can do. You can file like harassment, undue command influence. If you file a religious exemption and it is ignored, that is a huge IG complaint right there. If you are being, you know, counseled once a week and they're just not letting up, you can, you know, file an IG complaint for harassment on that regards. I mean, there's no reason for them to counsel you like once a week other than harass you. It could be once a month or once a quarter. Typically, if you've been in the Army 2 years, you are probably not an NCO. At max, you're an E4. There's no need to counsel you every month. At most, you know, I used to cancel my E4s once a quarter, and it was very simple. All right? It's not a complicated thing. Now, I do have about half a dozen counseling forms that have been filled out by enlisted and officers alike. There is one of the vaxes that has been authorized. The rest are substitutes as of the current date. Okay, so, and the one that is technically approved is not in stock and not expected to be in stock until 2023. So there is a foothold there to pitch a bitch. Okay, my advice to you is run the clock, finish your 4 years, and get out and don't look back. Okay, if you are considering going in the service, I highly recommend that you do not do it at this time. The propaganda, you know, the touchy-feely horseshit is out of fucking control. And now they're cracking down on individuals in regards to this whole poke and smoke bullshit. Now, I was a victim of the anthrax poke and smokes back in the day. They were forced on me. I was not a fan. And when I became the first sergeant, I pretty much shut all of that shit down because, in my opinion, it is unjust. All right, I wish I had more information for you, but, you know, I'm going to see if we can build on this. All right, now the final one here, somebody just sent me a comment, says, what is the best trick to get revenge? Well, all right, revenge. What can I say? If you are so motivated that you need to engage in revenge operations, dig two graves. Because by the time you're done, you're going in one of them. All right? You're going to have to ask yourself some questions if the revenge you wish to take is worth it. All right? My advice is living well is the best revenge. Okay, I can't tell you. Dozens and dozens of dudes I've talked to over the past decade who've been absolutely waylaid in court, lost houses and hundreds of thousands of dollars and careers and what have you. And it was all flushed into the Bermuda Triangle of the Vag and motivated by the three words, I'm not happy. And they took it on the chin. They took their eight count, got up, cleaned off their gloves, and came out swinging, and are now doing great things. Okay, and almost to the man, the former exes have come sniffing around after the fact. All right, because men make shit happen, women cause shit to happen, in my opinion, of course.